Okay, well, I always begin everything I begin online. I always begin with okay. That could be my trademark. Well, this is a session of learning together, and here's the URL for the learning together chat. And this is March 11th. Happens to be a significant day because it's one day after Peace All Arabia 2012 ended, and we have together here all interested persons who are interested in coming online at this time and talking to us about their reflections on how the conference went. And this is Vance Stevens in Istanbul at the moment. And let's see, who else is in the chat? Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi there, everyone. It's Jim Buckingham. I'm in Abu Dhabi.
This is Don Glass, and I'm also in Abu Dhabi.
Okay, Don, you are going to have to probably just hike the microphone sound up a bit or get closer to it. And here in the background, you hear the dulcet sounds of the Sultanahmet Mosque. I'm just right down below Sultanahmet. And I'm going to give you one more blast. It's taking its time for a moment. Okay. There it is. Yeah, so anyway, well, I just wanted to hear some very authentic sounds from Istanbul, which is a really nice place to be after the conference. So, Jim, do you want to tell us why we're here?
I can try to do that. I think the idea was for anyone and everyone who might be interested to use the occasion to pause and reflect on just what they may have gleaned or taken away from the recent conference in Dubai, the recent Peace All Arabia conference, and have a moment to share that with others of similar interest, and perhaps we can be learning from one another in the process.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, I should say the people who are here, or Teresa is with us kind of virtually. She tried to get in and was not able to linger. Her computer was freezing, had to reboot. But Jim, Don, and Teresa and I are people who were at the Peace All Arabia EdTechSig meeting. And Jim made a Facebook page for us. Sorry, tripping over that. I'll stick the URL. I'll put it in the web tour. I'm not sure if, I guess it will, if it's a public group, it'll show up. But anyway, this is new. Jim, maybe you can, sorry, Don, maybe you can tell us about it. And I'll put his URL here in the chat.
I've got to give credit where credit's due. It's Don's work in getting that initiated. Don, perhaps you can give us a little bit of a tour on that or a brief introduction. Yep, there we go.
Sorry, I'm a bit lost here. What am I giving you an introduction on?
The new Facebook page, the Peace All Arabia EdTech page, and how this whole idea came up, where is it coming from? It's the link that I think Vance has just put up into the chat field there. Ah, Teresa's back with us. That's good news.
Basically, I just set up a Facebook group. I think, you know, within the discussion, we discovered that several people were having problems with different types of applications, but everybody tends to use Facebook. So it just seemed logical to, you know, get a Facebook going for the EdTech group and see if we can draw some more members from that. It's also a really good way to get, you know, to get more people involved, I think.
Fantastic. Agreed. And we've just had that up and running for how long? About an hour now, Don?
Yeah, about that. I just turned it on today, and you guys joined, and the more people we get joining, the better.
Membership is acquired how? Is it through us? Can we send this link to others and it immediately gets invites people to click onto the page and they're in, or is it moderated? There's some discussion about that prior.
I'm not 100% sure about that. I believe that people can just search TA EdTech SIG and it should come up. You would try to join the group, and then one of us as the administrators would accept you into the group.
Oh, Teresa, I wasn't going to ignore the hand any longer. I was going to ask you there to join us. Want to try your audio now?
Okay, I'm going to. I'm just putting. I put up another of our that Facebook discussion was about one way that we can use to communicate with one another, and a way that we've had for even longer is the TA EdTech Ning, and I've just put its URL in the text chat. And every week on Sundays, and plus anything else that anybody else wants to post, we meet about this time, and in something called Learning Together. I can put more links about Learning Together, but it's an initiative of mine, which I've been doing for a couple of years now, since about 2010 regularly. So I just did a presentation on it. I could put a link to that presentation here, and you can see more about it. Well, and I'll put a link to, well, Learning Together, actually. I had it up at the very beginning of the, this is its link right here. I just put it up in the web tour. So actually right on the front page there, I can just put that there. In this front page, you can see a slideshow there which tells you a little bit more about Learning Together if you scroll down on that first page. So that's kind of the activities that we have going with TA EdTech. Looks like we have, in addition to the Ning, which we sort of initiated last year, and the weekly Learning Together chats, we also have a Facebook group.
Yeah, that's great. We've got we're making some steps forward in perhaps moving from a, well, in terms of at least the TESOL Rebbe EdTech group, we've been fairly docile. I think that was the point that I was trying to make on Friday, and this is the, having the Facebook group should really help at least to encourage those that want to know more about us to find out what we're doing and put them in touch with these other resources, these other events like Learning Together and whatever else comes up on the Ning. Teresa, do you want to share that over the microphone? Let me give you an opportunity to test to see that if that microphone works as well. Vance, you want to step in there?
Yeah, it's not a wizard. It's above the icons where it says File, Session, View, and Tools. You click on Tools and select Audio from the drop-down list, and then you'll find an Audio Setup Wizard, and that generally helps you to run the icons. So it's just above. Sorry, run the setup. And it's just above the icons in text: File, Session, View, and Tools.
I may try and realize a screener that we could be using in the future and plug into the chat to give people some even more direct guidance on that. But I may not be able to do that right now. I'll be curious to see if the computer is able to support both this and the screener application at the same time.
I might try the same thing in Gene. Okay, well, we were talking earlier about the learning times. You had to register with Learning Times before you could come here, and that's because Illuminate is not a free program. It's very, really useful for us. We're able to bring people together in this space, and we're able to do presentations. And the web tours are part of the presentations. only moderators can close the web tour window, and I have to mention that that's a problem when we have more than one moderator. Sometimes one of the moderators decides the window is distracting and closes it, and the person who's giving the presentation might be using the web tour, and the web tour disappears. You can move it, though. You can just grab its blue bar or the top bar and move it off to the side, and it'll get out of your way, and you can see the underlying whiteboard. You can play with the whiteboard as well. You can, for example, let's see what you can do with a whiteboard. Well, anyway, what I'll do with the whiteboard is I'll make it a whiteboard screen. I'll make it a blank space that we can write on, and I'll invite you to put your webcam picture there. But I'll do that in a moment after I stop talking. But Learning Times, whose logo is up on the whiteboard right now, they've granted webheads, which is a community practice that I started in 1998. They've granted us this facility, this use of this Illuminate room, which is really useful. Really, anybody can use it. And that's why we, and in order to do it, we just register with them in order to run the program. But they don't do anything awful to us in return. I was just mentioning that they sometimes send you an email about some of their conferences, and that's how they make their money. But of course, people do have to make money if they're going to provide benefits to educators for free. But they don't make any money from us, and we get along really well. So that's one thing. And then the web tour, another. Yeah, I just wanted to mention about that. And other than that, we're just trying to use these spaces to, well, actually, a lot of people, you know, as you notice from the index, I could just run the index here in the web tour. I'll just pop it up here. Comes an index. I can scroll and click. All these clicks cost a little bit of time. There's the index. So if you scroll through the index, you can see some of the events that we've had and have coming up in April. So there are quite a substantial number of them, and all of them pretty interesting. And if you just hang out with us, you know, you can learn some of that. Oh, cool. And I see that James did a screener. Cool. All right. Wonderful. I'm just having a look at that. Okay, I'll put on a whiteboard and put my webcam shot into it. And that's great, James. Really appreciate that. Yes. Okay. Teresa wants to talk about how we're going to use Facebook to attract members. Okay. I wish you could talk about that, Teresa. But anyway, that's what she wrote in the text chat.
Man, this is a great introduction. That could be used again and again. We perhaps can edit this to share with potential new members to show them how easy this thing is to use, this tool is to use. And then at some point here, though, we probably should move on to talking about what we've gotten out of the conference, and then perhaps also the answer Teresa's question about how we may be able to move forward in attracting more members.
Okay, I just created a new whiteboard screen, and I'll just turn to it. There we go, there's a new screen. You can write on there anything that you want. I just clicked on the video window, and should launch my video. There we go. Okay, you get to see my hotel room here in Istanbul. I believe I'm transmitting. Let's see if I'm transmitting. Was I transmitting a moment ago? Looks like, and also for some reason, I'm not getting this my color. Let me see if I can change the settings somehow. No. Of course, oh yeah, here we go. I'm broadcasting now, trying to broadcast now in fine color. There we are. Okay, so now I'm going to take a picture. Okay. There we go. There's my picture. And now I'm going to shut down the webcam screen, and my picture is here, and I don't know, can you guys do the same? Did that model some behavior that could be learned? See if you can try it. You've got no whiteboard? Uh-oh, it should be. Can you move the web tour off your off the screen? If you grab the web tour and move it off to the right, and maybe you'll see the whiteboard underneath it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the problem with the web tour, they really ought to offset that thing. There's Don. Okay, Don. Let's see. I'll grab the picture for you. Okay, there we go. Let's find you. There you go. That's a good aspect right there. That's wonderful. Okay, I got it. All right. Let's switch that off, and we'll put somebody else on. Well done. Okay. All right. James is going to have to draw yourself in there then. Let's see. What can we do for us? We're James. I'm sorry, by the way, I confused James and Don earlier. And Teresa, do you have a webcam? Not yet. It's click on transmit. Click on transmit. It sends the video out to us. There you go. Well done. Okay. I'm going to just grab it. Yeah, there you are. Okay. There's your picture there. Okay. So now you're on the whiteboard. All right. So this is one of the nice things you can do, and that's part of the recording here. This all gets recorded, and that's kind of how we relate to one another. Okay, Teresa, you can switch that off whenever you feel like it. You need to move the web tour off to one side, and that's how you'll see yourself on the screen there. So, but Jim's right, we do need to talk about our reflections on the conference, if we're going to, because I'm here in Istanbul, I'm a little bit hungry and thirsty, and I don't want to sit in my hotel room all day long, so give me another 10 minutes or something like that, 10 or 15, and anyway, who wants to initiate that discussion?
Well, I could break the ice here, but I think my reflections are, surprisingly enough, more to do with just what I was thinking about the conference itself, the sort of a global picture, and how I thought about how things could be done in a way that would be even more inclusive. But perhaps it would be better to leave that till after I've heard the comments and views of the rest of you, which may focus more on individual sessions. I probably spent more time presenting and planning stuff than I actually had a chance to go and take in presentations. So I'm not a very good one for reflecting on takeaways.
Well, maybe we could just focus on our sphere of it. It's a really small beginning, but it is a beginning. And it's an awareness of how easy it is to use this tool, how interactive it can be, how maybe Don or Teresa could be cajoled in here at some point to maybe share with us some of their expertise, something of what they do that's innovative for their working. There is a list of events that we have. Here we go, this one right here. You scroll down this page, this one right there. By the way, I meant to put the index in the, this is the index that I showed earlier. Okay, I just put this URL there in the text chat. And this is the page I'm on now. The volunteers needed. You can see that we actually have, for some reason, we've got a lot of events scheduled. Next week we have an interesting one. You can come back at about this time and see it. Let's see what's on next week. Looks like March 18th, Hannah Kamis has written a book about social media in Egypt. And it's kind of interesting because she wrote this book during or after the Arab Spring. And so she talks a little bit about how social media changed during that revolution. And anyway, she wrote a book about it, and you can scroll down to some of the Facebook chat that we've had over that book. And Teresa asks, how are we going to keep this real? And that's kind of what my presentation was about, which Teresa attended. Do you remember that? We were talking about the Learning Together community, and it's real because it's not top-down. It's bottom-up professional development. That's why it's really real, because it's really what people need. And we managed to get a presenter here every week talking about something that they've done. And that's usually interesting. You know, people will opt to come and interact with that presenter. But so obviously, if somebody wants to talk to the group, then they propose a chat. Sometimes they're invited, kind of, you know, they might get a message from me or somebody else that says, one should do this on Sunday, and then they'll do it. And other people turn up. Usually we have, say, half a dozen or so. We also have text chat over in tappedin.org, which people have been dropping into. We had two people come by. Both of them sort of went in and out before I managed to respond to them. But anyway, that people are just kind of in the area at this time every week and looking for webheads and the Learning Together crowd. So I'd say it's pretty real. And Jim has just proposed to host a session on how to get Illuminate to work for newbies, and that's very kind of you, Jim. So when you want to do that, what you do is you go to the wiki, and you, I think you're a member already. Anybody can join, and once you, good idea. Yeah, Jim's coming up with lots of good ideas here in the text chat. And if you think something is needed, then just put together a short presentation, or just think of one like we're doing right now, and get some people together online. And if it's Sunday about this time, that's the time of our of our weekly gatherings, and often people will pop by because they know what happens about this time, and they'll just pop by to see what's there.
Yes, Teresa's point's really a good one. It's you can tell, Dance, that you've got a comfort level with this that's pretty high. You've no problem navigating this in terms of finding things. And I'm starting to get a little bit more confident with the, for instance, the audio, using the audio wizard for setting up the audio. Dead easy. But a lot of the other ins and outs of this, which perhaps if we could illustrate them, might make people a little bit more comfortable in entering into what is really it can appear, but really isn't, a lot of overhead in terms of feeling one can really fully participate. I think that's what I'm getting at, or what Teresa's getting at. I'm sorry there. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Teresa.
Yeah, I fully agree. In 2002, we started something called Webheads in Action. That was an EVO session. I think Jim was just sort of echoing what you'd said, Teresa. And anyway, in the EVO session, a lot of people got brought up to snuff with some of the tools that we use in Webhead. And then the next year, my idea was to take that a step further and make it a study of the community of practice, which I did for the next year. And then the year after that, somebody said, hold on a minute, step back. We need to bring people in from the ground up. You can't have people at the top going off. And so basically what these people did is they started a session in EVO called Becoming a Webhead. And they've done it year after year. And it works perfectly because it brings people who, first-timers into the culture of the group. And it's directed at, it's made by somebody who's aware of exactly what Teresa pointed out, that people need step-by-step guidance. And so somebody who felt that they saw the need for that, and they thought they would take it on to work with newcomers did just that, and they've done it year after year. And of course, it's something we could have, you know, an introduction to Ning and to Illuminate, and we just have some programs like that. But here again, well, you'd probably get a few people to join you, and then that there would be the same need. So it would have to be something that you'd run on an ongoing basis. And I think it's an excellent idea, and I'd love it if someone would take on to do that.
Well, I'm certainly game for it. I like the idea of learning and sharing as I go. The idea of perhaps learning how to maybe master is too strong a term, but at least feel increase my comfort level with the tool. And then by sharing that same learning with others, that they are sharing that with me at the same time, and then we explore how to use the tool to realize a variety of other things that are that tend to be more content-based. It seems to me what you were saying, you've already seen webheads go through, for example. Is that correct, Vance?
Yeah, in their case, it was something that somebody took on, and I'm going to, Don, what sort of comments do you have? How does this, is it you found it a little bit easier to come on, bring your audio on? You know, actually we've used Illuminate for conferences, international conferences, and we find that there's often some anxiety on the part of some of the participants, but once they're in, I mean, Teresa has just doubled her expertise and her comfort level. She's learned how to do it. You've crossed that big, you've taken that first big step, you've jumped the gorge, you're on the other side now, and you know, there might be a little bit of ridge line ahead of you, but you'll surmount that pretty easily now. But I don't think it's a huge hurdle, it would help if people would help the newcomers.
I agree, Vince. It's that signing up at the very, very beginning and then getting on board and hitting a few of the basic buttons. But then it's true, you know, once you get past those basic buttons, you even just participating in chat is quite enabling, and then being able to listen to what's going on. Would you agree with that, Don or Teresa? Don, are you still there, Don?
I am, and my thoughts were just kind of along the lines of people that are we'll call them less familiar with the tools need to find out how to use the tools, but they're sort of stuck in the tools that they're currently using or the tools that the majority of people use. So in this situation, you know, Teresa has just, like you said, jumped leaps and bounds by looking at this and being able to use it. But what would happen, I ask, if this were a much larger session where there were several newbies involved and you had several people trying to deal with getting people online and getting people with their microphones and we still haven't gotten her microphone on either. But, you know, if there were multiple people trying to do this at the same time, I think it would be much more complicated.
Well, I can kind of address that because often we're in that situation. It kind of depends on the people. If they are there because they have some incentive to go there, you know, like there's something they want to hear, or they want to be in the event, but the only hurdle is that one that you just mentioned, then they can clear it pretty quickly. But I think the real hurdle is to get people to even bother to come here in the first place. And once you've got here and you've and you think, wow, you know, I could use this, you know. Once you've gotten into that that mindset, then it's not a problem, really. But just that getting people into, you know, just coming to avail yourself of technology. I mean, they sign up and spend a lot of money for a TESOL Arabia conference once a year, but they could be doing this once a week or even more often, you know, just by joining some of these. This isn't the only one. Learning Together is just one professional development opportunity. There are quite a number of sessions going on in Illuminate and other, you know, this is going on constantly, frankly. So, and they're all dealing with that issue of, well, you know, they're going to be newbies there. So, but, you know, people are helpful, and they try to, you know, nobody treats a newbie as somebody who, you know, we did, most people will do just like we did with both of you, you know, just, okay, we'll find the audio wizard, we'll wait for you, you know. And that's the way you handle that, and most people will come along once they've been treated in that way.
I still think there's a place, Vance, where this sort of thing can be done, where the tool is actually presented to people and it becomes the focus, and then it opens the doors to looking at so many other content-driven presentations. So we could be, like, you've got your Learning Together list there of things that have been done in the past, and they've been archived. Those can be actually used as examples of sort of the things that have been done. People can get excited about, but then the next step would be to sort of encourage them to take on some sort of a mini tutorial about it prior. And I can see that screen cams would really be useful there. We could be putting a set of those together that would illustrate to them what they need to do. So they could be looking at this stuff beforehand. It's a lot more familiar to them. And then when they finally get in, the interface becomes less of a focus and the content becomes more of the focus. It's just a basic ed tech thing, which is my background.
Yeah, well, I just put in the text chat a wheel that's already been invented. That's this one that I put up there is in the Goodbye Gutenberg PBWorks.com site. It's a set of tutorials. You might notice that in bold it says adjust your audio, and it mentions a handy tutorial by Jim Buckingham, which is a really nice screencast about how you can adjust your audio. So it looks like we've had a link to there for some time, I suppose. No, I was kidding. I just put it there. But you know, this is a whole set of support for Illuminate. And so you don't really have to, you know, obviously we've given a lot of thought to this over the years, and you'll find there are lots of tutorials. I'll bet if you searched YouTube, you could find tutorials on Illuminate, or it's now called Blackboard Collaborate. But the problem is not to find the support materials or to create the support materials, as Jim just did in a quick screener screencast. So that's not the problem. The problem is to get, you know, you say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But, you know, I mean, you've got the water is all around, but the horses are just not coming to the water. So, you know, it's just getting, and how you, I think that's the thing we've got to address. And we're trying to do it, but in TA, the TESOL Arabia EdTech group, or the TESOL Arabia group, there's not a, it's happening bit by bit, I suppose. I mean, there was a few years ago, people got in, were doing Moodles, and Phil Cousins was doing a lot of work on Moodles and bringing people around gradually. So, you know, once these things get modeled and get a little bit of traction, then, you know, people come on board a little bit more. And another person that I work with, Elizabeth Hanson-Smith, says that there's always going to be more technology. There will never be less. So you're on the, you know, once if you're on this bandwagon, you're on the right bandwagon. And other people are going to be jumping on it. So people will come, you know, eventually. Anyway, Jim seems like he have a proposition. And Don needs to leave. Okay? Go ahead, Jim. Why don't you shoot us your proposition and we'll end on that note.
I propose. No, what do I mean here? Geez, I was barking there a moment ago. It's a good thing the mic wasn't on. Well, the value proposition, I think, by those of, especially from the vantage point of Don and from Teresa, it would be good to articulate. Well, you know, what have you guys, what do you see as the potential of this? Do you find it exciting to see this? I mean, both of you are coming to this for the first time, I think. And as such, how easy was it for you to get to where you're at right now? And what do you see as the value? I mean, that's identifying the value proposition, and then it becomes a heck of a lot easier to say to others, wow, you know, we could really do this, X, Y, or Z with this. And there are other people that have done it. Comments?
I'll speak for Teresa. She says, very easy, not a problem. And true to what you just said, Jim. So, and that corroborates what I was saying. So the problem is not the technology itself, but, you know, although a good draw would be, as Jim suggests, to have a session on the beginners, focused on beginners, and try to announce that and say, on this date, we're going to introduce people from the ground up to the tools and, you know, see if we get any interest in that, and maybe even give ourselves a month lead time to sort of build it up. You know, like we could, like they announce these chapter conferences, we could announce a conference, but not a location. You know, it's going to be online. It's a TA EdTech FIG conference sometime. You know, instead of driving across the Emirates, why don't you just turn on your computer and get yourself a cup of coffee and come online? So maybe if we did it in the same model that they attract people to their conferences in LI and Ras Al Khaimah, Fujairah, etc., maybe we could, if we, you know, put out a poster and just kind of made clear it's a conference, it's an EdTech FIG conference, but it's not anywhere. It's just wherever you happen to be. What do you think about that? Yeah, so at that session, you would have a couple of, you would, you know, just like to do, you'd propose two or three presentations. You don't want to keep people online too long, but, you know, go for an hour and a half, let's say, and have three half-hour sessions. Yeah, three short presentations. Here's how you use Illuminate. Here's how you use Gene, I don't know, Screener. Anyhow, just have a couple of very entry-level, but even if you mention Illuminate or Screener or Gene, it scares some people. And, of course, yeah, you could do face-to-face as well. No problem. I'm in Abu Dhabi. I'm happy to do that anytime.
I've commented there. I'd be presenting it differently without the focus on the tool first, but on the term would be the affordances of a tool. Like, learn how you can realize an online presentation and why you might want to realize an online presentation. And then break it into those mini sessions that you spoke of. But I would keep them really short so that people can dive in and dive out of them, because we really don't know what the demands in their time are. I think the typical issue is thinking that you're only going to spend a half an hour or 15 minutes on things, but it turns out to being an hour, hour and a half instead, which it's... This can be a big time eater. Yeah, exactly, Teresa. Keeping things to short steps, short logical steps, and easy to follow for others. Yeah, I'm thinking of my proposal. Well, why don't we work on... Sorry, what do we mean advanced by ME?
Okay, if you want to answer to that question, me means me. I have a proposal. I propose, this is a meeting-ending proposal, I propose that the members of TA EdTech SIG, heretofore gathered in this space, form a committee, a conference committee, for the purpose of having a blended conference. As Teresa suggests, it would have a face-to-face and an online component. Maybe we could have a face-to-face component first, and in the face-to-face component, say that we're going to have an online component at a later date. So we are the committee who's going to realize this, and we'll keep in touch about it and set up a Titan pad or something like that, and think about a date we can do it, and see if we can make it sort of an official Peace All Arabia kind of event, you know, that actually attracts people, and see what we can do. How's that? Does that sound like a good proposal for further reference? Does everybody here agree to be on the committee? And your silence is affirmation, by the way.
Here, here, here.
And Don gave a silent exclamation point, so I think that's an affirmation. Okay, so the four of us are a committee, and we'll take this further, and I don't know, Don, I think you're going to have to come on with you and explain these exclamation points and question marks.
Well, to help out with that, Therese, I think what we need to do is to clarify first the vision, and then we can start working on what's required to realize that vision, and then we're talking about who's going to do what. That would be my suggestion there. We need to be all on the same page about what it is we want to realize first. I love the idea of coming up with perhaps exploring this tool in a face-to-face environment, learning from one another, discussing in a face-to-face environment the potential of this, coming up with a trial example to then do online, and then come together again face-to-face to either do a more training on it or discuss how we might want to go further with it. I think it's a great idea, the blended learning approach. And we should be able to realize this in not a lot of time. And like Vance says, we can make perhaps the focus of it just on using a tool like Illuminate here, exploring it, and then seeing who else is out there who's interested in it. If we get a big enough group, we can then, we're basically setting it up to create our own TA EdTech group that's prepared to learn and share both face-to-face and online.
Yeah, I think the way we should proceed is Jim should set up a TitanPad, email us the TitanPad link, and in that TitanPad we can propose, we'll have the roles required and we can each take on a role. And I did see in the text chat that both Don and Teresa need to go, and I think Jim also mentioned a hockey game. And that's right, this is exactly like as Don says, this is the staff room, this is the virtual staff room now. Also, keeping in mind that this is a recording of a Learning Together session, and the recording is going on almost about 45 minutes now, we should probably end it here, and that's enough of what people would want to listen to. And I think we've actually accomplished something, so I really appreciate everyone's convening and discussing this, our takeaways, where we should go from here from TESOL Arabia 12, 2012. And thanks everyone for being here and taking that big step, that huge leap. So any final words before I head off into Istanbul and find something to eat? A cup of chai, you know, that sort of thing?
We could do that, Don, but we need to have some stuff, some more we need to have some more meat on the flesh, or meat on the bones here. So, let's get going. See you later, everyone. Yep, I've got hockey. I've got to be on the ice in about an hour and a half. And Vance, have a great time down there in Istanbul. When do you come back?
I'll be back next Saturday in Abu Dhabi. And by the way, Jim was responding to Don's suggestion that we invite Jeremy Harmer to come and talk to us, and that I think would be easily done. I think he would do that. I think he'd be amenable, so that we could do that. Why not? I'll make it a point. Okay. And Teresa, thanks for joining us. I always do a little sign-off here. This is Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi. We've had Don Glass somewhere in the UAE, and Jim Buckingham, I think, in Abu Dhabi at the moment, and Teresa in Abu Dhabi, probably. So I happen to be in Istanbul right now, but anyway, normally I'm there in Abu Dhabi. It's March April 11th, 2012. This has been an episode of Learning Together. Learning Together link is been up here in the text chat. It's somewhere here. Here we go. There's the Learning Together link. So we invite people to come and join us around this time. Just check this URL that you see in the text chat. And every Sunday we're here. We've been here for the last 100 Sundays, and we hope to have a couple hundred more. So thanks a lot, and bye everybody.